So if you listen, that cheer is the go green, go white of Michigan State. Again, in this stadium, standing in this spot, watching the opponent's fans who have traveled to the game, dancing around, happy. The team will run over there in a second. They'll cheer. They're excited. They're so glad they made the trip.
As you leave today, if you experience any car trouble,
if you leave today, we blah blah. I'm in a dark place, man. I'm in a dark, dark place. Oh man, oh man. San Jose State, 2002. That feeling. It's that feeling. Michigan State, 2005. Penn State, 2005. It's that feeling. 2008, Minnesota. It's that feeling. Yep, 2009, Fresno State. That's a different kind of feeling. That's a gut punch feeling, but it's that feeling. I always, and at least for the last 3 years, well, the last 5 years, I come to a spot in this stadium afterwards to record this. And, like, I always have this optimism. I've always got this, you know, okay, here's the things we can fix. And this and this. And we just got to keep it. So they can keep driving toward the, we're going to keep. And then a time, like, when that, there they go. Yeah, let's celebrate on our field. And when I see this, like, when I watch this happen, I've said this before, I have this, like, I am banking this. I am putting, you know what, I'm going to stand and I'm going to watch it. And I'm going to stare at it and I'm going to let it sink in. And it's going to allow me to never forget. And when we have those 8-4 seasons and some people are upset at the 4 losses, I'm going to turn to that bank and I'm going to say, you know what, I remember what it was like. I remember what it was like to stand there and watch them do their school song and dance around on our field. I remember. And because of that, I will always blah, 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 blah. And then I get to spots like this and I break.
Go green, yeah, go, yeah, blah, 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 on our field.
You know, I just, I break, man. I always think we're going to get to some point. And, like, I hold out this hope. You know, somebody tweeted something, like, a few minutes ago, just like, when Robert is 85 years old and it never happens, is he going to think he wasted his time? And I'm always the guy, you know, I remember sitting here right here last year after the loss to, I don't remember which loss it was, but I remember in this exact spot, I'm like, you can't make me quit. You play that bad, I don't care. You can't force me to quit. I'm always in. You've got me, I'm always in. But at times like this, in times like San Jose 2002, in time like Penn State 2005, in times like Minnesota 2008, in times like Fresno State 2009, and now times like Michigan State 2013, I just get to a place where I'm like, man, I don't know if I got it in me. And I know by tomorrow I'll be fine. And by tomorrow and Monday night I'll be checking the tape and I'll find some hope in Tico Powell getting his first start. And I'll start to put together the depth chart for next year. And there's 18 starters returning. And you know, I'll bounce back, I'm sure. But right now, man, it is dark. 42-3, outgained, it had to be. They stopped putting the stats up on the scoreboard because they were, I guess, because they were ugly. But 42-3 at home. To have an interception go off two of your defensive backs' hands and into their hands for a touchdown. To be at the 1 yard, to get that fumble back from them and then to hand it right back to them on a fumble. To be at the one and not score. And then to lay down in the second half. Man, oh man, oh man. It's dark. But someday, go on, Liner.